Well, we can't remain in the past forever. Gardens are about progression and development. Gardens are about change. And of course, that happened to the glasshouses here in Edinburgh. In the 1960s, the old Victorian range was dismantled, and we ended up with this wonderful new structure which has no internal supports. And the very first house that we come to contains the beginning of the plant kingdom almost and the end of the plant kingdom. It's got cycads, plants that colonised the earth along with dinosaurs. And in evolutionary terms, it contains orchids, plants that come right at the end of the evolutionary process, the most sophisticated plant organisms in the world. And yet, they're all encased in here. It's dank, it's hot, it's humid. It's everything everyone imagines about the rainforest, but it's slightly different because the colour's accessible. If you go to the rainforest, you very rarely see as much colour in the one place as you'll see once you walk through these doors. Because in the rainforest, most of the orchids, bromeliads, all the wonderful colourful things are all up in the canopy where they flower. And as you walk down on the ground, it's very difficult to see them. So what we've kind of done in here is brought the canopy to ground level. Look all around you. There's all sorts of different shapes and forms of plants. You've got orchids on trees, you've got orchids on the ground, you've got ferns on trees, you've got bromeliads on trees, you've got an abundance of things all growing in harmony. And don't always look for things in flower. Look at the shape of the leaves, look at the texture of the leaves, and ask yourself why the plant has evolved in that way. Why do you think rainforest plants have shiny leaves? Simple, so the water runs off.